AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. More cases of the Omicron variant are being reported across the United States, with new reports today coming from Nebraska, Philadelphia, and Maryland. In New York City, contract tracers are working to track down some 50,000 people who may have attended a conference last month at the Javits Center, where a handful of cases may have been contracted, including a man who developed symptoms back home in Minnesota. Dr. Anthony Fauci says they still believe current vaccines and boosters will offer some protection against this new variant.
There's every reason to believe that if you get vaccinated and boosted, that you would have at least some degree of cross protection, very likely against severe disease.
Police in Michigan say they're looking for the parents of the teen who opened fire Tuesday at his high school, killing four. His parents, Jennifer and James Crumbly, are charged with involuntary manslaughter for supplying the gun and allegedly brushing off clues that their son might be likely to commit violence. Their lawyer says they are planning to surrender. There's been a deadly shooting outside a supermarket near Dallas. Police in Mesquite say one of their officers was killed. The suspect was injured. The Colorado man accused of killing 10 people, including a police officer, at a supermarket earlier this year, has been found mentally incompetent to stand trial. Sources tell the Associated Press U.S. intelligence has determined Russia is planning a possible offensive against Ukraine to begin as early as the start of 2022. President Biden says he is readying steps to prevent that from happening.
Initiatives to make it very, very difficult for Mr. Putin to go ahead and do what people are worried he may do.
Stocks tanked again. The Nasdaq dropped nearly 300. This is AP News. The Ohio Sheriff's deputy who shot Casey Goodson Jr. in the back five times has pleaded not guilty to charges of murder and reckless homicide. He asked that the case be moved into federal court. The prosecutor says Meade had no reason whatsoever to shoot the victim last year, but his lawyer, Mark Collins, is presenting another side.
This is a unique case because identity is not an issue. This is not whodunit. This is whether or not our client used a reasonable force based on the totality of the situation, the circumstances surrounding it, his training and the protocols, and whether or not he subjectively believed his life was in danger.
Honolulu's water utility is shutting down one of its wells so that it doesn't pull petroleum from an underground aquifer. That aquifer is shared with the U.S. Navy. The move comes as the Navy grapples with a continuing crisis over fuel contaminating its tap water at Pearl Harbor. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.